I hope you're doing well today. I want to remind you that we have several websites that you can go to. There are resources there. There's information about seminars that we'll be holding. Also, there are some videos that are free that you can share with your friends that will help you on the healing journey. I hope you find there some resources that really help you on the journey. Well, this will be our third and final week to do a bit of a review on the whole topic of evil supernaturalism. And this is a serious topic and something that I think we are seeing happening in our culture even as we speak. You know, in Luke chapter 16, verse 15, it basically says that what people value highly is detestable to God. And when you begin to look at what's occurring in our world today, this disrespect, wearing down one another with words, the failure to be willing to have dialogue, but it's always this caustic debate, a culture of outrage, if you will. People discounting and disparaging, saying false and disrespectful things of one another. I think it's important that you have to recognize that this is at its core an issue of evil supernaturalism. Most people wouldn't see that. But as Christians, we better open our eyes and see that that's precisely what is going on, and we need to stop rationalizing and condoning this kind of behavior, but recognizing for the evil that is behind us and that it is wrong. You know, I mentioned Greg Boyd. He's a good author, and in one of his books, he said that the Western Church theologizes about evil rather than waging war against evil. That is a great statement. We need to learn how to wage war. And I want to today make something very practical in this, that I think a lot of the engagement that we need to have against evil happens on what I would call boots on the ground spiritual warfare. Now, I admit some of this is a bit of a review, but since my friend asked me if I would spend some time on these themes on our podcast of Slingstones, I want to do that. And also, whatever degree of reminding we're doing is important, because when you are living in a war zone, it doesn't hurt to be reminded of what the tactics of the evil one are. Now, let me explain what I mean by boots on the ground spiritual warfare. When Jesus comes, he begins to introduce this theme of the kingdom of God being present in our midst. And certainly Jesus taught it. And then it tells us that Paul, he taught that also. Jesus taught it while he was here on earth. It also says that he taught principles of the kingdom of God between the resurrection and the ascension. So it's a very important theme. And you know that this whole idea of the kingdom of God is that God has broken into our world with his reign and his rule, and that he has a set of values that are in conflict now with the values of this world. So the values of the world are the values of greed and dominance and judgment and division and competition, comparison. It's all over today, and we see it. A lot of disrespect and disparaging that's going on. But the kingdom of God has another set of values of mercy and grace and love and forgiveness. The idea of unity. These are very critical, basic Christian values. And one of the things that Scripture says is that it is so basic that the kingdom of God has to be received as a child, which we've talked about, that we receive it with wonder and openness, and it isn't something that we have to necessarily analyze against the standards of the world, but we embrace as being part of another kingdom. And what we need to know is that the evil one, he comes to distort and to steal. He brings desolation into our lives. And that when we begin to live by the values of the world, and I want you to hear this, when we live by the values of the world, which have to do with things like greed and division and dominance, racism, discrimination, prejudice, wherever you want to go on that, that it actually is life-draining. All the while, the evil one tries to teach us we're going to gain something through that, but we do not. I think it's true of our culture today, and what's going on in the politics of our world is that individuals that are being disparaging and pushing other people down and labeling them, they may think they're gaining through this, but they don't gain. It's life draining. Now, I'm going to give you a very simple principle of spiritual warfare, and it's this. Whatever you plant grows. I'm going to say this again. Whatever you plant will grow. Now, you know the parable of the mustard seed. A small seed is planted. It grows into a mighty bush. And Jesus says what? This tree now will become so strong that the birds of the air can come and find shade under the tree. Plant a little seed, it grows into a plant. But the question is, for those of us that are Christians, what kind of seeds are we planting? That's part of spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare is not simply putting on the armor of God or dealing with the low places in our lives or letting Jesus touch our core longings or heal our wounds, all critical things, all places where we can be vulnerable to the evil one. But if you want to do spiritual warfare also involves recognizing this principle, what you plant grows, what I plant grows. And the question is then, what kind of seeds am I beginning to plant? Now look, when Jesus comes in the first century, he brings in this message of the kingdom of God, and then he demonstrates the kingdom through signs and wonders and healings, but also through care and love and tenderness and acceptance and respect. And every one of those moments for Jesus was not just a moment of advancing the kingdom of God, but I think it's important that you know that it was an act of spiritual warfare. He didn't theologize about evil. Jesus waged war against evil, and he waged it by living according to the principles and values of the kingdom of God. I think every single day, Jesus was looking at ways in which he could plant those seeds because he knew the principle that seeds grow. Look at Philippians chapter 2. Look at it through the lens of warfare, this boots-on-the-ground spiritual warfare concept that I'm suggesting today. Philippians 2 says these things about Jesus, that he acted with tenderness and compassion, that he had no selfish ambition or vain conceit, that he valued others above himself, that he looked to the interests of others, that he never used power for personal gain. Folks, these are principles we can live by. These are principles that we can use to change the world. These are principles of spiritual warfare. You see, when someone asks, can we talk about spiritual warfare? This becomes part of the conversation. Let us begin to live according to the virtues and values of the kingdom of God. You see, look, there's a lot going on in our world. You want to know what contributes to darkness in our world? Unforgiveness, bitterness, greed, holding offense against other people, gossiping against them, putting pejorative name tags to them, dealing in falsehood or impurity and anger, an eye for an eye mentality. This contributes to the darkness in this world. And I think if you'd look around a little bit, you'll see it in your world. The bigger question is, are we contributing to it? This idea of spreading the virtues and values of the kingdom, this is a very important principle for those of us that are followers of Jesus Christ. We've got to bring more light into the world. And I appreciate that, like my friend, Dr. Darrell, that he's leading a congregation. That congregation needs to understand the schemes of the evil one. We all need to understand that, understand that there are layers of opposition, understand that when doors open, the evil one becomes very active. Very important principles, that he attacks us at the low point in our wall, that he really deals with identity and security. He deals with the issues of core longings. He deals with this issue of wounds and lies and loss. But now when we come to active spiritual warfare, let's not forget to teach one another and engage one another in this very basic principle. What you plant grows. The seeds you plant grow. And if we want to change the world, let us make sure we're planting seeds of the kingdom of God. You know, I'm not a fan of Nietzsche, but you know, Nietzsche once said this, whoever fights monsters should see to it that in the process, he or she does not become a monster. Man, I'm seeing people become monsters all around me as I look at the news and begin to think about the leadership that's engaged in this world. We need to begin to think very seriously about this idea of the values of the kingdom of God. Let's extend some forgiveness. Let's be generous today. Just find somebody to be generous with. Our pastor, last week and this week, he preached and he said, look, last week he said, let's just find three people we can bless. Someone we don't know, someone we do know, someone within our own family. This week he's saying, why don't you take somebody out for a meal? Be generous with them. That's a kingdom principle. Forgiveness, generosity, grace, mercy, unity, humility, kindness, patience, deference, respect. Each one of these represents a key principle of the kingdom. And they become, if you will, actionable principles of spiritual warfare. They're weapons of war. Remember when Jesus would talk about yeast? Paul talked about yeast, a little bit of yeast, and what can happen to the whole dough. Well, that happens both in dark ways and in light. If we dispel a little yeast that's more like the principles of this world, it can really grow. But if we would be willing to engage in this world the yeast of the kingdom of God and the principles of the kingdom, this is a very, very important part of this whole idea of spiritual warfare. And there are a lot of themes I'd rather talk about, but I was kind of prodded by my friend, and I'm glad I was, to remind us about some of the principles of spiritual warfare, to go there yet again, and to recognize that this is something that's important to us. Yes, I believe in the importance of gathering together and praying against the forces of darkness, but I want you to know it's also something that's very important. If we do boots on the ground spiritual warfare, that we engage in it right now, that we think in this very moment of something we can do that's going to spread more light, more love, more kindness, more grace, more mercy into this world. You can do that. And that's part of spiritual warfare. So look, I'm just going to sum up these three times we've been together. And the first time we talked about the fact that, again, when God opens doors, opposition comes, that the evil one has a lot of schemes. He's trying to blind us. He's trying to dupe us. And there are layers of opposition, and we need to put on the full armor of God. And that we need to stand firm in our faith and be on guard against the schemes of the evil one. In the second one, we talked about Nehemiah and the whole idea of engaging spiritually through prayer, looking for the low points in the wall of our lives and letting the Lord begin to deal with us there. And we even talked the low points, our identity and security, core longings not being met in him, and then finally the whole issue of wounds and lies and loss. This time, what we're talking about is this. You want to engage in spiritual warfare, learn to live by the virtues and values of the kingdom, do good deeds. That's going to press it back from any local church. That'll press it back from any particular movement that's going on that lifts up the name of Jesus. Press back darkness by doing good, by engaging in the light. You're really important to me, but you're more important to God. Not only to God in the sense that you're his child, but to God in the sense that you are going to participate in advancing this kingdom. Engage boots on the ground spiritual warfare, and you'll change this world.